The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Section. Playing on Divisions. Another obstacle to workers' unity in the United States, Engels noted, was the way in which native-born workers were pitted against immigrants, established immigrants pitted against newly arriving immigrants, and white pitted against black workers. Native-born workers, quote, assumed an aristocratic posture, leaving the, quote, badly paid occupations to the immigrants, end quote. The immigrants, moreover, were divided by nationality and language. And your bourgeoisie, wrote Engels to a fellow socialist in the United States, quote, knows much better even than the Austrian government how to play off one nationality against the other. Jews, Italians, Bohemians, etc., against Germans and Irish, and each one against the other. In such a country, continually renewed waves of advance, followed by equally certain setbacks, are inevitable. End quote. These divisions, however, were never absolute barriers to class unity. We have already spoken of the populist movement, which demonstrated impressive class solidarity across racial barriers in the Jim Crow Deep South. The United Mine Workers, from its formation in 1890, organized black and white coal miners in the South, often in the same locales. Half of the UMW members in Alabama were black. Many of the union officers were black. And the state's largest locale was integrated. The 1912 Lawrence strike, which brought together 25,000 textile workers, made up of 28 different nationalities, and who spoke 45 different dialects, is another example. Historian Philip Foner wrote of Lawrence, quote, the spontaneous outburst quickly gave way to a methodical strike organization rarely paralleled in the annals of the American labor movement. A general strike committee of 56 members was set up. The 14 largest nationality groups were each allowed to elect 4 members. Later, another nationality was given representation, thus increasing the membership to 60. Of the principal nationalities taking part in the strike, only the Germans were not represented on the committee. The strike committee was the executive board of the strikers, charged with complete authority to conduct the strike, and subject only to the popular mandate of the strikers themselves. All mills on strike and their component parts, all crafts and phases of work were represented. The committee spoke for all workers. End quote and end of section.